Matt Greenwood back with you on Regional Radio Sports. I'm joined by Kevin Lucas, head coach of the Hillsborough Hawks, who are making their way back home here in just a bit for senior graduation. Unfortunately, they did fall to Viani 9-1 in the Class 5 sectionals. Michael Brewer, though, did get a home run, and that was a nice spark to start things off, wasn't it, Coach?
Yeah, that was big for us. I mean, I was, thought right then that might be something that, we could really build on. But then we came out there in the bottom half of the first and kind of, had a few defensive miscues and stuff. And, wheels kind of fell off a little bit. And, then it was after that, it was, tough for us to kind of recover.
Yeah, I mean, that C.J. Sapicki guy, he was a thorn in your side, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's their spark plug. I mean, that kid, he can hit it. And, he led them the whole game there.
What did you see with Michael Brewer? Was it more just Viani's just had a really good offense, or was Brewer kind of missing today, do you think?
I think that's a great ball club over there. And everybody, up and down their lineup, can play. I mean, can hit it. And so, you get through one person, but then you got the next one right after that you got to deal with. And so, I don't think Michael may not have had his best stuff, but you got to tip your cap to them. I mean, that's a great team, defending state champs from last year. And so, I would imagine they'll probably, be able to do quite a few good things the rest of the year, too.
Like I said, you guys do have graduation to deal with this evening. Riley Jennings, Hayden Voiles, Ethan Eckrich, Michael Brewer, and Christian Hancock, the list of seniors. I know Eckrich and Jennings didn't get a lot of time at the plate. How important was it for you to let them get, that one final at-bat in the top of the seventh?
I feel like that's something that, probably should mean a lot to them. Those are kids that – the whole senior group, I mean, they've done so much for us. I mean, they were our leaders all year. Those two didn't get a lot of plate appearances, but they showed up every day, did everything that we needed, practices, games, And so I felt like that was something that I owed to them to make sure that they, got a at-bat there to finish the game. I'm just so proud of the whole senior group. I mean, it's a group that definitely we're going to miss. It's going to be hard to replace. And I can't wait to spend the graduation with them tonight. It's an exciting day for them.
Your 1A and 1B guys, Michael Brewer, Christian Hancock, they both got to pitch today. Just in the words that you can come up with at this point, just describe their impact on this program and their impact on you personally as well.
I mean, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have been here. We had, Michael starts game one in the districts and gets a win. Christian comes out and, gets the number one team in our district, and throws a heck of a ball game, and gets the win for us. I mean, I guess we had 14 wins this year. Mm-hmm. And I think the stats that I was looking at, each of them had 5 wins apiece. I mean, so there's 10 wins just between the two of them. On the mound, when they were on the mound. And so if it wasn't for them being here and doing such a great job on the mound, this is a completely different ball club. Plus the fact that they both, they were two of our top hitters. I mean, and hitting 3 and 4 in our order. And those are two kids that are going to go on to college and they're going to do, great things. I mean, Michael's going to go to Southern Miss, and I can't wait to see what he can do. Christian right now, I mean, he's got a few different places he's looking at. I think he's talking to Mineral Area, and that'll be a good fit for him. And I think that's a kid that there's still, quite a bit left in his tank to where I think he's going to get that much better, as he gets into a college with a college program and they can, work with his different tools that he has.
Coach, I mean, we talk about the impact that a head coach and assistant coaches can have on athletes, in their development from their early years in terms of, in terms of their baseball play is what I'm trying to get at here. But along the way, you get really attached to these guys. And I know, that post-game speech down that left field line couldn't have been easy. But when you think back on just how these athletes, these seniors for you have impacted you, what are your words on that?
Oh, these kids, I mean, as much as we give each other trouble, they give me trouble and I give them trouble. It makes it hard every year. I mean, you never want to see a senior group, leave. We spend a lot of time practice games, and on the bus and stuff. And so this makes it hard. I mean, it's a group that, I'm definitely going to miss. you know, it's going to be tough to replace them, that's for sure. You know, I hope that I made, you know, at least a little bit of an impression for them. You know, I hope they go out and do great things in life. You know, and that's all that we can hope for.
I'm hoping, Coach, that in that post-game speech, obviously they would certainly feel the emotions from you there, but I hope that they remember that they were district champions. They beat a Jackson team that was a top seed in your tournament. They beat a Seckman ball club that was conference champions and a heck of a ball club. So they were district champions, they were conference champions, and you lost to the defending state champions, Vianney. Very impressive 2019 season for you guys.
Yeah,
as we wrap up things here for you.
Yeah, that's what I tried to tell them. You know, they don't have anything to hang their heads about. I mean, yeah, conference champs and district champs. You know, you beat the number one team in our district, and then, you know, and to win that was the first Class 5 district title for Hillsboro. You know, we've been in Class 5 for, I don't know, a handful of years now, and so to come out and win the first one is pretty special. I mean, we're in Class 5 with a lot of big schools, you know, and people always kind of like, how in the world are you in Class 5? Right. Sometimes I wonder that too, but that's where they put us, and so, you know, we just have to do what we can, you know, and I'm just very, very proud of these kids, the way they came out and handled themselves, you know, and took care of business right when we needed it, you know, he needed to do it.
Coach Lucas, as always, thank you for all the help throughout the year, and we look forward to the 2020 baseball season for Hillsboro.
Sounds good. I appreciate it. Thank you for everything you guys do.
Very welcome. Kevin Lucas, head coach of the Hillsboro Hawks, falling to Vianney in the Class 5 sectionals. Their season comes to an end at 14-7. Again, our best wishes to the five seniors, Christian Hancock, Michael Brewer, Ethan Eckrich, Hayden Voiles, and Riley Jennings.